This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
From mad cow to happy politicians,
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Where's the beef? It hasn't been in South Korea much since 2003, at least not if it came from the U.S. But word came today that the flow of meat into the Asian nation will soon resume, and just in time for trade talks to be held today in Washington, where a wider trade agreement is to be discussed. The U.S. has said they'd spike the $78 billion trade pact if the beef import ban wasn't lifted. Silicon Valley darling Google has beat the street. On Thursday, it reported better-than-expected first-quarter profits, and Google's lackluster stock soared in after-hours trading. No surprise that Citigroup this morning reported another sticky quarter, $5 billion in losses. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow closed up a point to 12,620. The Nasdaq closed down 8 points. In Tokyo today, the Nikkei was up 0.2%. Now, jumbo loans don't come cheap. The interest rate on big mortgages over $417,000 is typically a percent or more higher than smaller loans. Marketplace's Jill Barshay reports that Freddie Mac announced a new deal with four mortgage lenders to try to lower that.
Congress tried to ease jumbo loan rates in February. It allowed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to guarantee bigger mortgages, up to almost $730,000. But banks are still reluctant to lower rates. Bob Ryan is a Freddie Mac vice president. He says banks need to sell these loans to investors, but they can't because investors aren't buying.
And so we've stepped in as an investor in therefore freeing up the lenders' balance sheets and the ability for them to concentrate on originating these loans.
Freddie Mac plans to buy as much as $15 billion of these loans from four lenders, including Citibank and Wells Fargo. Fannie Mae says it's buying jumbo loans, too. Homebuyers in the most expensive regions will benefit. Only where property values are highest, cities like New York and Los Angeles, can Fannie and Freddie go up to the maximum. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
You know those plastic bottles from Nalgene that became a trendy way of showing you care about the environment? Turns out they may be hazardous to your health. The maker of the bottles is going to stop using the polycarbonate plastic because one of the chemicals in it has been found to be toxic, causing hormonal changes in animals. And now another story about drinks. This one's about booze in the streets of New York. Here's Ashley Milntite.
Bars have been mushrooming in Manhattan's hippest residential neighborhoods, and so have complaints about noise. Kieran Staunton owns O'Neill's on 3rd Avenue. He's open from 10 a.m. to 4 a.m.
I call it a city that never sleeps because people couldn't think of anything else to call it. That's what it is.
But it turns out plenty of people do want to sleep, at least after 2 a.m. Staunton says bars need to respect their neighbours, but he says those wee hours are lucrative.
Sometimes in some areas in the city, that could be what we would call the gravy, to wait all day to get those couple of hours.
On a warm spring day in the East Village, several residents said bar noise doesn't bother them. Painter Jim Carlock says the 4 a.m. last call grounds the city in its grittier past.
It's what makes New York, New York. People going out, having fun, partying. I mean, that's what all, you know, downtown has always been about since the beginning of New York.
Not to mention, he says, that nightlife is a huge boon for the economy. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to the Marketplace Morning Report this Friday, April 18th on marketplace.org. The U.S. could block a $40 billion arms deal between Britain and Saudi Arabia. The deal to supply the Saudis with fighter jets has been jeopardized by corruption inquiries. From London, Stephen Beard explains.
The fighter jets built by Britain's defense giant BAE contain some American technology, so the U.S. has to approve the deal. The State Department is ready to give its blessing, but the Department of Justice has reportedly raised concerns. The issue, whether BAE has broken American anti-corruption law. The Justice Department is investigating claims that the British company bribed the Saudis over an earlier arms deal. The case has become hugely controversial. The British government has been attacked for pulling the plug on a British investigation into the bribery claims. The government was accused of caving in to Saudi pressure. Now, if the US withholds approval for the current $40 billion order, it could deliver a fatal blow to the contract. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Today, governors from across the nation are gathering at Yale University to press for federal action on climate change. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
There's only so much states can do when it comes to stopping global warming, especially if the federal government blocks those efforts. California and 16 other states found this out the hard way. The Environmental Protection Agency recently denied state plans to curb CO2 emissions from cars. Critics say allowing states to act independently would create a confusing patchwork of regulations. Yale environmental law professor Daniel Estes says that criticism only bolsters the goal of today's governor's meeting to force federal action on climate change. And who better to lead the charge, he says, than states already experimenting with solutions?
It's important to build on a base of experience. And the states that have already stepped up to the issue have begun to establish some thinking about what works and what doesn't.
In the meantime, states continue to wield the influence they do have over climate policy. Just look at the wave of state-denied permits for new coal-fired power plants. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And here's the latest news from Heathrow's Terminal 5 fiasco. You might remember that early this month, British Airways sent about 5,000 bags to be sorted out in an alternative location a little far from the UK, namely Milan, Italy. Now the airline is admitting that hundreds of those bags are coming back to London. Their owners already finished their trips. Now the bags are going to continue their own vacation at yet another alternative location, possibly Gatwick Airport in London. This week, the U.S. State Department issued a travel alert for Americans heading to the northern border region of Mexico. The reason? A surge in violence and kidnappings linked to Mexican drug cartels. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports it's starting to take its toll on the tourism industry.
Last year, 26 American citizens were kidnapped in or near Tijuana. That's more than double the number from the year before, and the kidnappers show no sign of backing off.
This operates like a business for them.
That's FBI Special Agent Daryl Foxworth. He says the kidnapping cells usually target people with a business or family on the Mexican side of the border.
Kidnappers appear to do some type of research prior to the kidnapping so that they have an idea as far as the individual or the family or business's ability to pay a ransom. So when it comes to, say, your everyday tourist traveling down to Mexico, being a victim of the kidnappings, that's not what we're seeing.
But everyday tourists are staying away. Thanks in part to the kidnappings and a rise in drug violence, the number of Americans visiting Tijuana is down 50%. Business is suffering in the nearby beach town of Rosarito, where Louis Navarro owns a cigar shop.
It's slow. I mean, sales have been down anywhere from 70 to 80%.
Crime also threatens the real estate business at a time when the sluggish U.S. economy has people thinking twice about buying a vacation home. I asked Baja's Secretary of Tourism, Oscar Escobedo, what kind of money are we talking about?
Talking about billion-dollar projects. We started in Tijuana with a development with the four towers that the Donald Trump group are doing.
Thousands of seaside condos are being built, plus a Greg Norman-designed golf course. To counter bad PR, Baja is spending almost $2 million to promote tourism. A new tourist police force has been established specifically to help protect foreigners. But Escobedo says the threat is overblown.
As far as Tijuana is concerned, tourists are safer in Tijuana than in any major city in the U.S.
The local community seems to agree. A Baja newspaper recently ran this headline, "Travel Warning, Avoid the United States." In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Have a great weekend. American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.